Special thanks to our partners and friends that are consistently caffeinating the Car Guy coffee that you're consuming. Thank you for the compliments from Dealership Toolkit and Think Ad Group. Let's brew!
So
these guys and gals are some special people, and we're just thankful that we get the chance to have them. I know that some of you actually might have a few questions for them, so do us a quick favor. If there is a question that you have, drop it into the comment box.
Oh, man.
We're gonna try to get
I do want to bring up a comment, though. You got because yes, you guys have some fans in here this morning. There's no doubt. You know, Charles Higgins, if you guys don't know Charles, he's a great guy. He's Higgins us a few times. He's a good friend of ours down in Tennessee. He says, Cox Automotive, sell more cars more efficiently than ever. Yes, I'm a Cox Auto super fan. Love the company and love the people. Make it all happen. That's so awesome. Well, you got Stephanie McKinney saying, heart Jackie. Right?
Thanks, Stephanie.
Joseph Milano, and I love this because I did notice this, but I didn't bring it up. I noticed the poster in your room, in your office right behind you to the left or to your right. But it says, I wake up every day in beast mode. Is that what it says? Something like that?
Yeah, I woke up in beast mode, rise and grind and hustle hard.
That's it. You know, and he says that I love Jackie's poster. If anyone missed it, I didn't miss it. I saw it the moment we started talking. I just didn't bring it up yet. But, Joseph, you're right on the money. That's right. Exactly.
There's a story behind it.
Dude. Is there really? Yeah. Let's get that story.
Well, we had some incidents on a trip we took in Dallas, and we named our team something it probably shouldn't have been named. And then all of a sudden, as we started growing a little bit and having some successes, Jackie's director text started getting – every time she put up one of our victories, it would be beast mode activated.
Love it.
our team got renamed to something a little more appropriate, and it was the Northeast Beasts.
I love it. The Northeast Beast. That's right. We are coming through, folks. You don't even know nothing about the Northeast.
That's right.
Killers up here. We do our thing. Northeast, because we're beasts.
Unleash the beast.
Unleash it. I love it. Now that's I would go all day with the two myself. I could keep it. I could imagine the stuff that you guys are saying. Either way. That's what it's about. It's enthusiasm. It's about encouraging people. You encourage your team in the way that encourages them. And you're doing that really well. I love that. That's so much fun. I can see. I mean, even Doug's he has a smile on his face just thinking about that situation. That just lets me know you guys have a great team environment. That is huge, and that is crucial for growth also, folks.
I'm not logged in, so I can't see it. But how big is the reach today? Because my phone's blowing up.
Oh, man, the reach is all over the place. Like, even here, like, you can't even tell because half the – on this program, StreamYard – it doesn't show us all the views. Like, it only shows you a few of the Facebook views. Doesn't show you all the LinkedIn views. Doesn't show you all the different – because I share this to, like, every group you can imagine, right? So they don't even pop up. And honestly, half the comments won't even pop up. And I hate to say that, but it's true. I know that StreamYard is a growing business. They're getting bigger every week, every month. So I'm sure they're going to get all these things tweaked out. They've already fixed a lot of the stuff,
which
is cool.
You know what they have room for?
Improvement.
That's right.
The biggest room in the world. That's right. So we're going to get to the third question. Now, the third question is one of my favorite ones because it's about people that we've come up in this business with, people who've inspired us. You know, Jackie, so when you came up in this business, I'm sure there's been people who've pointed your way, not even necessarily in automotive business, just people who have guided you in growth in business. There's probably one person. Sometimes there's multiple, and it's hard. It's like winning an award and trying to pick one person, right? Hey, I want to thank my brother. All right, guys, thanks. You know, you want to thank a lot of people, and I understand that because there is a lot of people who deserve that. And you could speak of whoever you want. But a lot of times one person that really helped you make a pivot in life, there was, who would that be?
I'll be super quick, but there's a couple I have to mention for quick reasons. So when I was with Disney, my first big sales coach experience and mentor was Mike Kellogg. He was a awesome, straightforward, rough and gruff manager, and he was the first person that introduced me to U Squared, which was a training program that is brief and beautiful and wonderful and, you know, very old but still relevant, and it's about how to take and make quantum leaps. Flash forward to being with Auto Trader, I've had three significant mentors here that have really changed my career, and I want to mention Lori Sirocco. She was a business development manager at the time that I was an Auto Trader account executive rep. And I could not figure out this industry. I couldn't figure out my job. I was about 9 or 10 months in, and I was on a written warning. My performance was horrible. I think this story is important because you have to understand that you can pull yourself out of anything, and it's all about today or the next day. And Lori helped train me in this business. She took me under her wing. She dedicated several days a week to going out in the field with me when she had no responsibility to do that at all. And she was one of my most important mentors just because I was in the worst place. And you don't have to be in the worst place to have a great mentor, but to be able to grow from there is a huge, huge accomplishment that meant meaning. Like when I felt like the world and everybody else had given up on me and maybe this wasn't the business for me, she is the person that came in and helped me and pulled me out of it. And I mean, that's my most important. I've had Tim McKinley as a mentor. I've had an eight top dealer ownership group, a husband and wife team as mentors, but Lori was the most important mentor I have because without her help at that moment, I wouldn't be here today.
Thank you so much, Lori, for doing what it is that encouraged and got somebody from where it is that they were to where it is that they are now. And we are so thankful for all of the people that are pivotal inside of our life. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jackie. I mean, that was, I mean, really quick. That was actually really quick.
I love the story, though. You do have to break it down that way and show. And I love that you brought up the point, like, you know, it wasn't, you didn't always make success, but you did find success through failure.
Yes.
So what I mean by that, and failure is not a bad word, folks. Do not think of it as a bad word because we all have experienced it. The difference between people who are growing and constantly keep growing are the ones who look at failure as awesomeness. Like, hey, I'm glad I failed because I learned something here. Hey, if I never tried this, I wouldn't even been able to see what's next level to do, right? Because the thing is like, if you're not trying, you're not failing. I mean, excuse me. If you're not trying, yeah.
If you're not failing, you're not trying.
There's the word. That's the terminology. If you're not failing, you're not trying. Because in order to grow, you're always going to fail. There's always going to be things that you don't accomplish or things that are like, hey, I did it the wrong way, but you need to learn it a different way. And then that's the beautiful part about life. It's like everything. It's like when you first walk. When we were little kids, think about this. And this is instincts. Instincts, the way I pronounced it. This is instincts that we have as young people growing up. When we're learning to walk, we fall down, we get back up, we try again. We keep making those step two, three, we fall down, we get back up, we try again. We do that without even understanding the English language, without even understanding the words. We do this because we want to grow. We naturally want to be able to do those next steps in life, be able to get to the next level in life, be able to get better than we were yesterday. And we do that as children without even thinking about it. But as adults, sometimes we have to think about it, and that's okay. And that's great that you acknowledge that. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Jackie. I appreciate you.
I mean, completely full circle transparency here too, just so you guys know, Lori ended up coming back to – it came all the way around because I was able to help her. She worked on my team when I became a manager and reported to me. And we had this great synergy and energy about us. She was number one and number two in the country, flip-flopping back and forth with another gentleman on my team. And I was able to give back to her in coaching her to succeed in her role. And she ended up retiring and leaving the company and coming back through us purchasing Clutch Automotive Technology. So Lori is back in the mix again. So this whole, like, everybody's connected, full circle stuff is real.
Wow, it definitely is. And speaking of full circle, car guys and car gals, we want to make sure that you keep the full circle of love going around by going to carguycoffee.com and sending a bag of coffee to somebody that you love and appreciate. That would definitely be a way to upshift and up.
Oh, man, we got great. And he's right. The car coffee is really good. People, Doug knows what's up. There's a lot of people out there who've got our coffee. It is a Guatemalan single origin. It's delicious. It's smooth. It's a medium roast. But man, I tell you, we absolutely love it. We love drinking it ourselves too. It's definitely something that we take pride in. We're looking forward to doing another blend coming out soon. We do have the Car Gal Coffee show coming out very soon.
The Blonde Boss Brew.
I can't wait. The Blonde Boss Brew is going to be coming out soon. So Be ready for that. It's going to be delicious.
I saw Doug was like,
"Not." I know, but we weren't pointing that at Jackie.
It wasn't towards that.
We understand.
That's all right. I like dark.
Incidental. Yes, but no. Don't throw nothing, Jackie. Say, listen, but it's going to be a really, really, really good roast, and it's going to be delicious. And it's to honor our two sisters of savings, the Cargill Coffee Podcast. It's going to be their blend. I'm excited about it. It's going to be scrumptious. It's going to caffeinate you and get you inspired. That's right. So that being said, Doug, who is inspirational to you? Who brought you in this? Who gave you a pivot? Do you need, if you need to name a few, that's fine, but let's talk about that, man. Let's see who brought you up.
So I'll try to be as quick as Jackie, but mine goes.
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
Mine goes in three parts. Right off the bat, it would be my mother's father and my father. My mother's father, both of them were, they instilled the be humble and kind instinct into me. They were both the most humble people you could ever imagine. I think I saw my grandfather get angry once in his life, and no matter what, he always looked at the positives of a situation. He went from he enlisted in the army a little too early, got sent over to Japan, came back, took his GI Bill, went to college, started selling medical textbooks in South America and Latin America, and through the door or into the universities and stuff. From there, he went to work for Reynolds Aluminum, helped build all the oil rigs on Lake Maracaibo in Venezuela. From there, he got recruited by Ford Motor Company and was a district sales manager for all of Latin America. And from that point, they awarded him a franchise. So he had to choose between where we're at right now and Los Gatos, California. And he ended up choosing here to stay closer to New York. But he ended up being... He worked his ass off and became the largest Hispanic car dealer in the U.S. for, I think it was at least 10 years, if not 15,
wow,
over and over again. But, I mean, just straight up grit. My father, same type of personality, a little stronger, but me and him were at odds most of my life. And before he passed away, we kind of, made up. I look back on everything and realize how inspirational he actually was. Again, with the whole being lost thing, Dave Valenti from Valenti Chevrolet pulled me off the streets, taught me everything I needed to know about the car business. And then coming into this part of my life in the past year and a half, Jackie and Jason Haushalter, I would not have been able to make the transition, I don't think, if it wasn't for them two being so amazing.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Thanks, Doug.
I love that you throw love and you throw love in all the right places. Yes. And it's cool that you can honor that. A lot of people, and it's crazy to say, a lot of people don't give anybody props. It's all me. I did it all by myself. Well, folks, none of us did anything by ourselves. We all had help from somebody, someone, whether it's motivation, whether it's inspiration, whether it's them actually putting their hands down and getting our hands dirty with you. There's somebody there, and I'm glad that you can honor so many people. And that's why I always say, I know it's hard to honor just one person. It really is. Like for me, I can go all day about a few different people. And to this day, I'm still learning and I'm still getting inspired by a lot of different folks out there, to include people like you, Doug. You inspire me, Jackie. You also, Jackie, getting to know you more, I'm super inspired by you. I love your story. I love where you came from and how you got to where you're at. And it makes all the sense of your personality. You just, like this whole show so far, all I've seen is smiles from you. Love it.
I can't help it. I should have laugh lines like firing off my face.
That's right up my alley. I could imagine, if we were at a convention and we'd all have a great time just talking.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing,
I'm thinking about the stories we're going to share down the road at these conventions.
Yeah, off air. Yeah, so that's that's going to be
off
good.
Off air.
Yeah, right. You can't record this one. But yeah, that being said, no, I'm so glad that you guys can do that. And I love that you guys were honoring the people that you're honoring. So mad love to everyone out there that if you heard your name, that's kudos to you.
Yes.
For real. We appreciate you. I'm actually honored that they brought you up, and I hope that I get to know those people too, because obviously they got you to where y'all are, and that means they're great people, and that's the type of people that I love to surround myself with. When you surround yourself with greatness, you become greatness, and that's key. It's who you surround yourself with is who you become, And that is crucial. I love that Doug brought that up with you, Jackie, saying getting to this part of his career, being able to make this transition, you made it to where it didn't feel like a transition. It felt real, like it was what he was supposed to be doing, and it is. Doug, I mean, I'm serious, and this is straight up. I've seen Doug in the last, especially the last handful of months, has been super excited. Like, I could see it in him with his posts, with the way he acts, the way he even interacts with my posts, and what he says
he's
to me.
Awesome. In this season.
Yeah.
I think it's because
awesome brand ambassador. Awesome.
He definitely is, and he honors the brand, no doubt about it. And it's a great brand to honor. I mean, come on, straight up. So, kudos for that. So, what you got on that?
Well, so let's, for one, this is just a bonus question. So, Hispanic, what kind, Doug?
Straight from Spain.
Straight Spanish,
real
Spanish.
Spanish,
really Spanish.
España,
España,
España.
My son, who's in the Air Force right now, and he had to suffer for our country by staying in a 5-star resort while training the Spanish Air Force on the Canary Islands, and was like telling me about the paella and just the way they cook differently. He also has been to Italy. I haven't been to Italy yet. Got a little bit of Italian in us, but I'm a big pizza nut. And he was like, you don't even know what's going on. I've tried the New York, but I've been to Italy, been to Spain. And now he thinks he knows things, right? But it's awesome to know that from all around the world, we can get mixed into this culture of ruined solutions. And I don't say that just to be cliche and just to, you know, put some more of our tags out there. But just like you all can see the beans on the screen, right? It's not just one that makes this cup of coffee.
True that.
It's not just one that makes it to the roasting station that gets it together. It takes a culmination of them. It takes a group of them. And sometimes when you have a good blend, that you have beans that come from all over the world, and then they get put into one spot, grounded down, a little bit of hot water ran through it, and bada bing, bada boom, you got you some car guy coffee. But inside of the industry that we're in, we have many different things that happen to us and many different things that we push through and we get through with all of the beans that we're grinding it out with. And you both have explained your path. You've explained where you were, where you felt lost, where it is that you felt lots of victory, where it is that you felt lots of challenges, and then what ultimately got you to the car business. My question for you all, and I'll kick this over to Jackie, is what has been the hardest lesson you had to learn business-wise up until this point?
So business-wise, the hardest lesson I've had to learn is definitely not to take things personal. So everybody talks about on a humanity level, you don't know what someone's going through or what they've been through that day. Typically people's reactions in life and in business are not personal to you. If you're confident in what you're bringing forward and you're presenting is true and authentic and helpful, and somebody comes back to you with a less than, you know, helpful reaction, it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of something that they're going through. Maybe so much not a reflection of them being a not nice person or not a good human. It's something that's happening in their world that's affecting their attitude or their mood. So the hardest, I mean, the car business is an easy, easy place to learn that because there's so much going on in dealers' lives every single day that as a vendor partner, we need to recognize that we are like an almost invisible part of your daily life. And if you take that into account, you take it into perspective and you can be understanding about that, your dealers will appreciate what helpfulness you bring to them and you'll be more flexible about when you bring it to them or when they're not able to receive it and you won't reflect it upon yourself. Like that's really, I struggle with helping my teams understand that on a daily basis that don't take anything personal. You don't know what somebody's going through. And that is a hugely valuable lesson that I've learned here working in automotive and throughout my entire career. Just don't internalize everything. It's not useful. It's not helpful. And it probably has nothing to do with you.
That is, that's right. Forgive, focus, fly. You're so right on that. That is crucial. Not just business. That's real life.
Yes.
You know? everyone always, it's always so personal. It's because I understand most, you know, we all think the world is just our world, right? We only see our side of the coin, you know. In this world, there's so many aspects and there's so many things that are not just you, you know. Sometimes things have to be not internalized, like you said. I love that. That's a great way of putting it. And that was a great lesson to learn. That's something that I took a long time for me to learn too. So I love that you brought that up. And that's a great, great, great one.
Thank
I love
you
it.
So much for that.
Absolutely.
So Doug, what has been your hardest lesson, my brother?
Yes, sir.
I can honestly piggyback off of what Jackie said. But my hardest one that I'm still learning from is, and Jackie can attest to it, is not being too nice. Don't let people walk all over you.